And then she also has a brother who's 18 months old. And so we have a small family. And we live over in the Borough Valley area. So I grew up a Christian family. So basically my parents were first-generation Christians. So I've always grown up in the church. Basically everything I've experienced here is what I'm used to. So I've not experienced outside coming to become a Christian. I've kind of always grown up in it. So I was doing a little bit of kind of research on what is communion, where did it come from, as far as what was the origin. Well, we kind of, most of us that are Christians, understand the origin of communion comes from the Passover, which then relates to the Last Supper that Christ had with his apostles. Now, in that, it was actually a full meal. Original Passover is a full meal that you have a lot of food at. Now, you notice now, today, most communion services are just a small piece of bread that represents the unleavened bread that was eaten, and a cup of usually juice that represents the wine that was partake. And part of the reason behind that is that the meal was becoming a judgmental item. Because in that meal, people were looking at it going, well, you're not following the Jewish rules. You're eating unclean food. And they were judging each other. And that's not what this is about. Communion is about remembering that Christ came here, shared his life with us to forgive us of our sins, not to be used against each other. So then, as time has progressed, it has been boiled down to what is mentioned in the scriptures. The bread being broken for his body, and then the cup to be remembered his blood by. So just, I wanted to remind everyone of that. That's why we don't have the large Passover meal. It's something, though, that we are doing this as a community. That's what's declared in the Bible, is that this needs to be done as a group, gathering together to remember this. It also states that when they did come together and when they were judging each other, people would come to the meal, a Passover meal, and eat lavishly if they were rich. And then those who were poor would barely eat anything. And that was, again, one showing status over the other. In this setting, we try not to have that happen. You have all the same amount of everything, so we are all equal in this. I was also kind of going over this, because this is also a time of review, to look at your actions and say, okay, am I actually following Jesus's guide? Am I trying to be a true Christian in what I do? Now, we all live in the world, and in the world, it's everywhere around us all the time. It's influencing our lives. We have to put emphasis on focusing on Jesus and living as a true Christian. I know I struggle with that all the time. I've been in situations where something's been done wrong against me, and my first reaction is either to retaliate or to seek someone else to try and help mitigate a situation. Well, the person who I should be seeking all the time and asking, hey, what should I be doing, is Jesus Christ, God. Pray, ask. Don't immediately react what the world says. I mean, you hear a saying called, it's a dog-eat-dog world. If Christians ran everything, it wouldn't be a dog-eat-dog world. It'd be a dog-feeds-another-dog world. We provide for others. That is our main goal. We want to lift each other up, build each other up, not tear each other down or try and get ahead of someone else. So I ask that you think about that this week. And it's hard to do. I mean, in that situation, you're emotionally driven when you're being brought down by others. So try and remember that Jesus did not go out and beat everyone over the head. Hey, you're a bad person. I need to straighten you out. It was more or less, how can I help you? So just kind of keep that in mind. So I ask you to think about that. The last piece here that I wanted to mention is in the communion, it says that he prayed and gave thanks. Not that he prayed and asked for things or said, okay, I need help with this and that. He gave thanks. So as we are praying today, I would ask that you think about that also in your prayer life. Always continually give thanks. Even in the moment of something that happens. I've seen myself in a situation where something small happened. I just stopped for that one moment and just say thank you. I don't have to go through a ritual. It's just, hey, thanks for giving that opportunity to me. Thank you for helping me recognize that you provided that to me. So let us pray together. I thank you, Lord, very much for this wonderful country that you allow us to live in, to give us this freedom to be able to worship you freely and not be persecuted in that. We thank you very much for this opportunity. We thank you for the great weather you're giving us right now as it is springtime, and all of the plants and everything that are getting to grow and being able to see that development. We thank you very much for these things. We ask that you continue to help guide us as we continue to grow as Christians, because none of us are perfect. We live in an imperfect world. We ask that you continue to strengthen us in this environment and then be able to believe in you, knowing that you are our strength. In Jesus' name, amen. You may partake.